Essentially, as a clinical oral and maxillofacial surgeon, we see a number of patients who come in with jawbone problems, for lack of a better term. And being a referral institution, we began to notice in about late 1999, early 2000, a number of people coming to us who had exposed bone and then developed secondary infections. We noticed a peculiarity to it in that if we went to do surgical debridements, which is the classic in our profession, to just debride dead bone, you'd expect healing to occur and the bone to cover. It didn't happen. In fact, we made it worse. We began to develop a critical number of patients and then look back in a retrospective fashion what these individuals had in common. And the only thing they had in common, they were receiving at that time mainly Iridia and a few Zometa. And it just dawned on us that there was something related to the bisphosphonates that were relatively new on the marketplace.
And these were cancer patients?
Initially, they were all cancer patients, metastatic breast cancer patients, and multiple myeloma.
What was the next step after that?
The next step after that is that I personally contacted Novartis, who is the manufacturer of both Iridia and Zometa, as I think everyone knows, and alerted them to this complication. Peter Tarasoff and another representative came by with interest. They visited two or three of my patients. I showed them directly, and we chatted about that. Their response was fundamentally well and good, but pretty much did not attribute it to their medications. They felt it was due to the chemotherapy instead, and that it was due to the dexamethasone that about only 55% were on. And so it proceeded from there to other colleagues of mine reporting some of these cases. We published a medical alert in the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery in September of 2003. Followed shortly thereafter by a colleague of mine in New York, Saul Ruggiero, who published 63 cases, probably about 5-6 months later. And that seemed to spur Novartis to convene a panel of experts. And so we had several meetings, and that generated a position paper.
What did that say?
I was a little bit disappointed with the position paper, frankly, and withdrew from it twice, only put my name on it the third time because I felt that it was important to at least get the message out. It basically reviewed that there is exposed bone that occurs very rarely with this entity, that the exposed bone is difficult to heal, and that it's a compilation of chemotherapy, dexamethasone, and other comorbidities. It was so heavily weighted toward the comorbidities and didn't put the real responsibility on the bisphosphonates that I was disappointed in it. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology.
And the initial report you had, how many cases were that?
Well, the initial report that came out as a medical alert in our journal was just 36 cases. And then in November of 2005, we reported 119 cases.